Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called J6 praying grandma amazingly gets one of the largest fines ever for simply going into the U.S. Capitol to peacefully pray. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a horrible example of the weaponization that the judicial branch is using against these individuals that were on the Capitol in J6. Rebecca Lavrance, as you remember, we interviewed her on our Freedom Alive TV program, a sweet, lovely, godly woman who felt led by the Lord to go on the Capitol and pray. You can see her in the video. She has her little wiggly things on her head going back and forth. She's so cute. But this judge just threw the book at her in a handed down a $103,000 fine for a misdemeanor.
Yeah, a fine. What did she do? She didn't damage anything.
She didn't do anything.
We had her on Freedom Alive, and we have interviewed a lot of individuals, both on that program and certainly on this program. And she stands out as one of the most kind individuals, godly people that we've ever interviewed.
You just want to have her as your grandmother, wouldn't you?
You'd love to have her as your grandma. And no wonder why she's called the J6 praying grandma, because she is a praying grandma. That's why she went to Washington, D.C. She felt God urging her to drive to Washington, D.C. So she drove there so she could simply pray for what was going to happen the next day. She wasn't part of any organization. She just felt led to pray. So she was there on January 6th, and she prayed outside the U.S. Capitol. Then she saw people going into the U.S. Capitol. The doors were open. Police officers were there. They were not stopping individuals.
No.
They were not trying to put up a barricade. People were walking in. No problem. She actually walked right by a police officer. She was not told anything to the contrary, that you have to leave or anything of that nature. You would expect that perhaps maybe she barged her way in. Maybe she's forcing her way past the police officers. But that's not what the evidence showed. She just walks in, walks right by a law enforcement officer, is not told anything by the law enforcement officer. There's no indication that she should not be there. And she just peacefully is there by herself to pray. And then she leaves. And it was later she then is told she might become a target of this J6, you know, witch hunt. And so she gets charged. She goes to trial. She didn't do anything wrong, but she's convicted. And now she was sentenced to 12 months of probation, including 6 months of house arrest. She can't leave her house for 6 months. She's been ordered to pay one of the largest misdemeanor fines in history for her being there on January 6th of $103,000, and also ordered to pay $500 in restitution. And she is banned from using the internet for 6 months. Now, guess what? That takes her right past the election.
Right. And that's part of her livelihood. She has a bread and breakfast in Colorado. So unable to use the internet on house arrest, that shuts down her business, which is interesting to ban someone from the internet. That's usually restricted for cases involving child pornography.
Yeah. So it's raised serious concerns about the appropriateness of giving this 6 month ban to a 72-year-old peaceful woman.
But get this, in his sentencing memo, the Biden-Harris U.S. attorney Matthew Graves wrote that because she had pointed out the political persecution of J6ers, she should be considered unrepentant in her promotion of the riot. And the attorney was laughingly saying, this is powerful evidence that she continues to pose a threat to future acts of political violence.
Yeah, this is the attorney for the United States government.
Nuts.
That she continues to present a political violence threat. I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's laughable.
That is just a flat-out lie. This lady has no threat to anyone. She is the meekest person the kindest, sweetest, prayerful individual that you'll ever meet. But this is the Biden-Harris politicization of the government.
And this judge, he's a Muslim judge, by the way, Zia Farrakhan, I think that's how you say his name. During the hearing, he made several pointed remarks, which were actually rude, by the way, questioning Rebecca's priorities and expressing skepticism about her faith. He said, "I don't know why being the J6 praying grandmother is more important than being an actual grandmother." He also criticized her involvement in what he described as a misguided ministry, stating your faith is being misplaced right now, and suggesting that her ministry to strangers was less important than her obligations to her family.
So the judge, when the defense team pushed back and said that this ban on the internet would prevent her from managing her bed and breakfast business, checking her email, or assessing online banking, that would severely impact her livelihood. Despite these concerns, this Muslim judge, appointed by the Biden-Harris administration, justified the restriction necessary to prevent the spread of, quote, inflammatory material, close quote, online, particularly in the lead up to the election, effectively an admission of an election interference by a U.S. judge.
Right. And this judge, you know, she had raised money for financial support for her legal defense, right? So the judge ordered that money to be confiscated and claimed the funds were inappropriately raised. And he said, there is a wellspring of money that you have that I don't believe is appropriate for you to have. What
That's
is
not the
this?
Judge's, you know, prerogative.
Yes.
You are certainly permitted to raise funds for your legal defense. This is absolutely unbelievable. This is the rule of law just totally turned upside down so that there is no rule of law. This is what's happening under this administration. My friends, it doesn't matter where you are politically on whatever party, but we ought to all be very concerned about the J6 situation.
Absolutely.
We ought to all be concerned about the weaponization of the government against individuals. Because while today you may agree with what's happening on one point, tomorrow it's going to be you. And it's a different administration. And if the government can simply abuse the law and come after this peaceful grandmother, 72 years of age, who went into the U.S. Capitol peacefully to pray, actually saw and walked past a law enforcement officer who gave no indication that she should not be there, and then walked out without doing any harm, and now is under this $103,000 fine, $500 in restitution, 12 months of probation, 6 months of house arrest, and also this ban on the internet. I mean, she has children, she has grandchildren, she has other friends, she has people in her church, and she will not be able to communicate with them by email. You know what? We may have to have, you know, other sources. Email is one thing. You can't keep her off of X or some of these other channels, you know.
No that, internet for 6 months.
But no internet. So there's no internet, let alone, you know, that includes not just email. That's no internet.
Right. But the bottom line here, Matt, is because she spoke out in her beautiful, kind way about this political weaponization of these J6ers, they are out to shut her up. And my friend, if it happens to her, it'll happen to you. To us. And, you know, this just shows her character. She stood before the judge. And she said, while I respect you, I answer to a higher judge.
According to the reports, this judge also said in a mocking way, you went in to try to find Congress people, to find them and confront them. That's unacceptable. You can't do that. Nobody can do that. The way you do that is through our legal system to go to court. Now, I take homage against that because that is false. She didn't go in there to confront anybody. She didn't go to D.C. to confront anybody. She went to D.C., to Washington, D.C., simply to pray for our nation. She didn't confront anyone. She didn't yell at anyone. if you just simply see her for a few moments, you'll realize that's not the character of this woman. Pray for this lady, Rebecca, the 72-year-old praying grandmother. Pray that this weaponization of the government ends, and it ends now.
And pray for her appeal as well.
And for more information, give Liberty Counsel a call, 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.